The social media site Pinterest is known as a place where people share recipes and crafts, fashion, and ideas for weddings. Now added to the mix of ideas and images, mugshots. It's a way for local police to get their wanted lists in front of a lot more eyes. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Emma Jacobs reports.
You look busy before.
Bonnie Stankunis has come to this post office in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, her entire life. She remembers as a kid spotting the most wanted posters hung on a wall.
Kind of reminded me of the Wild, Wild West.
None of the people at this post office remembered exactly when the posters went away. But the FBI stopped sending the notices out a couple of years ago. People see wanted posters on television news or online news sites.
Oh, and have you heard of Pinterest, the platform?
I have, but you haven't figured out how to use it yet.
She's not alone, but Pinterest is one of the fastest-growing social media sites out there. It works best to share images, or as it's called on Pinterest, pin them. A crime reporter at the Pottstown Mercury had the idea to start a gallery of mugshots of people wanted by police. Pottstown Police Captain Richard Drumheller says calls came into his tip line right away.
We actually seen a 57% increase in our warrant services, which means that we actually got more people based on our tips and our calls.
Warrant services is police speak for arrests.
For us, it's like, yes, because it's very enjoyable in police work when the public helps you.
This isn't a most wanted list. Pottstown has a couple dozen photos up at a time, all people with outstanding warrants, from DUI to theft to assault. Drumheller says some people even called to say they had seen their own mugshot online and asked how to turn themselves in.
Yeah, it's funny how you act sometimes when people know what your business is.
When it comes to social media, police departments can overshare just like the rest of us. Lori Stevens does social media consulting for law enforcement. She says people got upset when a prosecutor in Texas started tweeting the names of people arrested for DUIs on holidays. But Stevens says Pinterest has a lot of potential.
This is a way to get all of those people out there all of the time in front of more people.
Especially women, who make up 80% of Pinterest users.
It's going to be the youngerish women who are decision makers, heads of households, or at least, you know, the decision makers running the family. They're the ones who are going to be most engaged.
This tool can also shine a spotlight on a small police department. The results in Pottstown got noticed by police in Philadelphia, who are already solving crimes with social media. At his desk, Corporal Frank DiMizio pulls up a YouTube video of security camera footage.
The suspect, now he's walking inside, obviously pointing a gun at the people working in the store, demanding money.
Philadelphia's use of social media has produced tips leading to arrests in lots of cases. From a man who killed an officer to someone in South Philly who kept stealing fake flowers off of someone's porch. The department's using Pinterest in the same way to help identify suspects, thanks to DiMizio. His wife was already a fan.
Recipes and home interior design things and kids, you know, I have two kids.
She encouraged him to start the police department site, which he did last month. He says he's pressuring her to start repinning some felons. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Philadelphia.